This is North Shore High School Basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. Tonight, we're coming to you live from Gloucester as the Gloucester Fishermen, 1-1 on the season, play host to Marblehead, 2-0. The Fishermen are led by head coach Chris Silveria in his second year at the team. Mike Giardi begins his 10th season with Marblehead, fifth consecutive season. Now, both of these two teams have some players returning from last year's squads, but not everybody. We'll check in with both head coaches to get the story on who's returning, the team's starting lineups, and some background on some of the key players for both clubs just ahead. Marblehead has had wins to open up the season against Swampscott and Saugus, while Gloucester had a nice come-from-behind win to open up the season against Medford, but then fell to very, very tough Everett High School. So it is Marblehead and Gloucester in boys high school basketball. The coaches are coming back just ahead. Mike Giardi from Marblehead High School and Chris Silveria from Gloucester. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com, your home for North Shore sports and news.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School. And Mike, coming off a year ago and ready to go again this season.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out our identity right now. We're trying to get things going. Fortunate for us, we caught a couple teams that are in the rebuilding phase. We didn't end up with the strength of the league too early, in English or in Everett or a classical just yet. But the league dynamic is a lot different. We're a lot different team, so we're trying to find out who we are, and this is going to be a tough one for us tonight.
You got Gloucester now. This time, I remember watching the very opening night. Gloucester was way down to Medford. They came back to win that game, so it shows they have a little resiliency on this team.
Yeah, they got some solid players that have been playing in the program for a couple of years, and they're still young, which means that they're still on the rise, and they're hungry, which is going to present some challenges for us. They got some real good guard play, and they got a transfer in, a bigger guy in the middle, so could cause some problems for us. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, even though they had to go up against Everett. Getting that first win and coming from behind to get that win is a big thing.
And I know they have a lot of, not to talk all about Gloucester here with you, Mike, but they have some returning scorers on this team too.
Yeah, you know, they have some young kids, you know, sophomores and juniors that have been playing since their freshman and sophomore year. The kid Oliver can definitely stroke it. We're going to have to keep an eye on him in the, you know, as we come up in transition. So we want to make sure we don't lose him. It's going to be a big test for us tonight.
Well, obviously you had a great season a year ago. So if you were to say, okay, I got last year's team, and right next to it here I got this year's team, what's the differences? What's the same? What's different?
Well, I think, you know, we lose the player of the year in Patrick Bugler. That's always tough to replace. He was the floor general, ran everything. And you lose a guy like Bo Millett in the middle of the floor, who averaged almost 15 rebounds a game, took up a lot of space, was smart defensively. So we've kind of had to replace all that. We didn't go super deep last year. And when we did, we went with a lot of seniors, guys like Drew Galley and Justin Fea. And now things have changed up a little bit. We're a lot younger. We have a lot of seniors on the team. Our rotation is a lot deeper off the bench. And it's going to be up to us to find that rhythm and find it real quick.
Well, we love Bugler from last year. Obviously, he was a huge key to your team at the point guard position. Do you have anybody close to replacing him?
Well, I don't think you can replace any one player one for one, but we have some guards that do a nice job. Seamus Keeney has stepped up. Billy Ackerman has done a nice job, as has Sean McCarthy. Then you also look in, you got, you know, coming off the benches, Chris Galley at that guard position. We have some matchup nightmares for other teams, too, because we can go with a real small lineup fast. We have some bigger guys, too, so if they go out with a smaller team, we can go bigger. So it depends on what we're feeling and how we're going with the team that day.
Before I go to your starting lineup with you, Mike, you mentioned the league a moment ago, and this can be a very tough league now when you're playing everybody once, because with the GBL teams in there, plus with the strong English classical teams, Salem.
Yeah, you know, you look at Everett, they're going to be at the top. Then you got your English classical. Don't forget Revere up in there as well. Winthrop's on the rise a little bit. Beverly, you know, this Gloucester team could be really, really tough. I mean, you can't count anybody out when you look at it. So every win is going to be important this year. You're playing 15 league games, and then you got to try to find other wins everywhere. So every night, you can't take a night off. You're going to have to battle every single time.
Yeah, and I saw Malden play Lynn English early in the season, and they look very good as well. Well, Coach Giardi, if you could tell me your Marblehead starting lineup tonight for the Magicians.
Yeah, one of our guards is a sophomore, Sean McCarthy. Was hurt most of the year last year, didn't get a chance to play. Started at the beginning of the year on the team and had to really sit out the rest of the season. Has done a nice job, able to rotate in with the two other guards that we have, and has done a real nice job for us as a sophomore. Billy Ackerman, also one of the other guards, he's a junior. Did a nice job, brought him up at the end of the year, sat on the bench in the tournament, got some experience and did a nice job for us. And then you have our three captains. Seamus Keeney, point guard, played right alongside Bugler. He knows what we expect right away and has kind of mentored the other two guards. And then at the other positions, Derek Marino is really the only returner at that forward position. Done a nice job for us, gathering rebounds. Had to change his role a little bit. Hasn't been as much of a slasher. Had to be a rebounder more this year. And then Dewey Millett. Everybody remembers Bo. Dewey's similar to Bo in that he takes up a lot of space. Not quite the jumping ability as Bo, but a lot more length, a lot more reach. So what he lacks for in his ability to get up on the rim, he makes up for with his length. So, you know, as I said, those five guys really, you know, provide some variety for us, some matchup nightmares, and gives us an opportunity to run a whole bunch of different sets.
All right, Mike, good talking with you. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSO News Sports. Back with more right after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Chris Silveria, the boys basketball coach at Gloucester High School. Chris, welcome to the 2017-18 season.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, my second year. We're looking forward to big things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys started off the season in a big way. You were way down to Medford in your first game, I guess. Maybe you can tell me more about it. But then you came back to get that first win. And then you played Everett, which everybody says is just the absolute best, you know, beyond the Northeastern Conference.
Yeah, the first game, we came out really slow. Nothing was falling for us. It was the first game of the year, and the intensity just wasn't there right off the bat. And, you know, we went up to the locker room, made a few adjustments, and, you know, we talked to him, gave him a little bit of heck, and then we stepped out, and the second half was, you know, a totally different story. I think we came back from about 17 down. We were down 12 in the fourth, but ended up pulling it out at the end. We got hot with threes, and you know how quick that can turn a game around. And our second game was met Everett, who is, they're just an excellent team. They're extremely athletic. They have a great press. They're a difficult school to play. They have so many kids. I mean, their JV team even looked exceptional. So it doesn't look like it's going to fall off for them anytime soon.
Well, I think the best news I just heard from you, Coach, is that with today's youth, that you could just give them some heck and they responded.
Yeah, I mean, whether it was me or not, I really don't know. I'm sure that, you know, the shots just started falling, but I'm just glad we didn't give up. You know, when you get down like that, sometimes you can pack it in, and these guys didn't. They came back. They didn't think the game was over. They fought through it and, you know, pulled out a win.
What do you look at when you look at Marblehead? What strikes you as very difficult when you oppose this Marblehead team?
First of all, their coach is excellent. Giardi's a really good coach. They just don't make a lot of mistakes. They're quick. They got guys that can rebound, guys that can bang. You know, we've had a hard time with them. You know, the last, I don't know how, 4, 5, 6 years, we've had a hard time defending them. And hopefully we can turn around a little bit today. We went over the press a lot, but, you know, in practice it's one thing. When you're playing the team that's you don't see every day, it's a little different. So we'll see how that goes.
And, of course, you're returning a bunch of scoring from last year's team, which has got to be a kind of a little bit of comforting, I think, to you as a coach.
Yeah, we have a lot of players back. We lost Evan Mason, who has got 20, you know, about 20 points a game for us. So we had to replace that, but we got some kids from last year that scored, you know, 14, 15 a game for us, and we got a transfer from St. John's who came back, Brendan O'Brien, who's an excellent player. And he's been big in a lot of ways. He rebounds. He can play all five positions almost. So he's been a big help as well.
Yeah. Well, Coach, if you could, maybe you could run down your starting lineup for us for Gloucester High School tonight.
Yeah, we got Ben Oliver starting as a guard. He's a shooter. He's gotten better. He worked all summer long, and you can really see the difference. Brendan O'Brien, even though he's a senior, it's his first year for us. And he's, you know, a really athletic, physical kid. He can handle the ball, really good passer. He's big with us breaking the pressure. Mark Smith is just tough as nails. You know, he's not really tall, but he does everything. He's aggressive. He's our point guard, and he brings the ball up, runs the offense. And Matt Smith is just an undersized power forward, but he's very athletic. He leaps. He's leading us in rebounds. He doesn't back down from anybody.
And that's it. Is that it? No, Marcus?
I forget Marcus.
Marcus
is a sophomore, and he's going to be a big star, you know, in a couple of years. Not that he isn't now, but he's come a long way. He's an excellent shooter. He grew about 3 inches this year, which helped him out as well. So we're expecting big things from him in the future.
I think, Coach, you grew about 3 inches this year, too. No.
I think I'm going the other way now.
No, okay. All right. Well, Coach, great talking with you, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Coach Chris Silveria from Gloucester High School with us here on MSO News Sports.
Ever wish that help with your business was as nearby as your next-door neighbor? At Cape Ann Savings Bank, we're the folks who have helped our neighbors build prosperous communities since 1846. And we invite you to give us a call, discuss your vision, and learn how we can help you grow your business. We're here for you. You have questions. We have answers. Just give us a call, 888-283-CASB. Or visit CapeAnnSavingsBank.com. Member FDIC. DIF Equal Housing Lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought provoking.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Gloucester. I'm Bill Newell here, courtside, no, high above courtside in Gloucester for tonight's game between Marblehead and Gloucester. Similar kind of vantage point as we have in Marblehead, but not quite as high as Marblehead's balcony. So it'll be Gloucester versus Marblehead here tonight. We do have a final score in boys basketball tonight. St. Mary's lost for the first time this season, but they lost to BC High, 50-40, the final score there. So Gloucester out with the home white uniforms. Starting lineup, Ben Oliver, Brendan O'Brien, Mark Smith, Matt Smith, and Marcus Montenegro. And for Marblehead High School, their starting lineup, Seamus Caney and Sean McCarthy in the backcourt, Bill Ackerman and James Millett, Dewey Millett, we'll call him, and Derek Marino up front for the Magicians. So it is Derek Marino jumping for Marblehead High School, going up against Brendan O'Brien of Gloucester, and Marblehead wins the tap. They pass to the paint, but it's taken away there by Brendan O'Brien. O'Brien drops it off for one of his teammates, and the fishermen bring it up court. Slowly looking at man defense here applied by Marblehead. Ball deep left corner. The shot taken there by Marcus Montagnino. Shot doesn't go. The rebound, Marblehead, and up court quickly come the Magicians. With the basketball, Keeney. Dribble left, now dribble to the middle up top. Just a half a minute gone by. First quarter, no score. Gloucester Marblehead boys basketball here on MSO News Sports. Magicians work it around the perimeter. Now from the left corner, they kick it out on the right wing. Back into the paint for Marino. Shot doesn't go on the rim. It falls off to the right side, and the rebound is pulled down by Ben Oliver of Gloucester. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night. Things will slow down a little bit on the website next week with the holiday. Here's a weave and a take to the basket. A runner doesn't go. Matt Smith with the drive right down the paint from straight on the curl. Down court, Marblehead, a shot is deflected out of bounds. Deflected there by Ben Oliver. Marblehead basketball to inbound on the end line. Sean McCarthy to inbound there. Just a little over a minute gone by first quarter. Into the paint, it goes off for Dewey Millett. A shot doesn't go. Rebound put back up by Marino. No, his second effort is going to draw a foul against Gloucester. So Derek Marino will go to the free throw line for Marblehead for two shots. Well, they do have some size down there. And Derek Marino, who can play an inside-out game for Coach Giardi. And then, of course, Dewey Millett, one of their captains, a senior. Free throw is good by Marino. First points of tonight's game, 1-0. The foul is on Gloucester's Matt Smith. That's his first foul. Marino's second free throw in the air to the right is good. 2-for-2 for Derek Marino. Inbounds pass comes to Gloucester. A little press here in the backcourt by the Magicians. They kick it out on the right corner, out on the wing. Back on the left to Matt Eagle, but down into the corner. Off for for Brendan O'Brien. His shot doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. They snap it down court. McKinney to the basket. Shot is short. Rebound Gloucester. Right back up court. Here come the fishermen back. And a lay-in by Mark Smith. Mark Smith for 2 points. Tying the game up at 2. 6:17 to go. First quarter. Gloucester and Marblehead. Kind of a quick pace here early going here. That's not too bad. Keeney, bounce pass out on the right, and the shot taken there by Sean McCarthy doesn't go. Offensive board out by the foul line. Marino, he goes back to the basket, shot no, his second effort up, no, but he got fouled. Same thing as before for Marino. First shot didn't go on the rebound. Second one did go, and he got fouled this time from straight on before he was off to the right of the block for Marblehead. So Marino's at the line for two shots. That foul is on Brendan O'Brien, his first foul. Marino's free throw is good. He'll have another. So he has all three of Marblehead's points here tonight. Marino's free throw's in the air. That's good. So Marino 4-for-4 from the foul line. Full court press being put on by Marblehead. Long down court pass from to Matt Smith. Way down, and it goes deflecting out of bounds, but off of Gloucester. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. So they force the turnover there early going here. Marblehead up by the 2 points, 4-2. Seamus Keeney for Marblehead up over midcourt. Off on the right for Bill Ackerman. Back on the left, his shot doesn't go. The offensive rebound, Keeney kick back out for Keeney. On the left, doesn't go. Rebound underneath. Marino up, no. Millett underneath goes up, no. Third shot taken there by Ackerman. That doesn't go. Rebound knocked to the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead ball. Oh, wow. McCarthy to inbound underneath the basket. Some subs coming in for Gloucester. Into the game is Brandon Rivera. Also into the game is Kenny Turner and Dan McDowell. So three subs coming in for Gloucester High School. Right there. 4-2. Marblehead is leading. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes underneath for Marino. Shot doesn't go. He tried to body himself into position to take that shot off the right block. Didn't go. Down court. Gloucester are running. Reverse shot by Rivera doesn't go. Marblehead rebound. Right back up court, transitioning to the right side. Keeney inside the three-point arc. Now dribbles back outside. Off on the right for Marino in the right corner. The shot doesn't go as he can take that outside shot from the corner. Rebound pulled down by, is it Keeney? No, it is Bill Ackerman. So Ackerman nails a three for Marblehead, and it's 7-2 Marblehead. Pass down the paint, and a nice one at that. Off to Mark Smith, and he lays it in for the 2 points. He has all four of Gloucester's points. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. 7-4, it is Marblehead with the lead. Ackerman on the left side, off to Keeney. Keeney back to Ackerman. Ball tip free. Gloucester has it. Here they come. 2-on-1 underneath. A lay in is put in there by Mark Smith. Mark Smith with 6 points now, all of the Gloucester points. 4:22 to go, first quarter. Marblehead working left to right. They've got the away black uniforms, the red numerals. Kick way down to the right corner to Bill Ackerman. A shot does not, right side doesn't go. Over the back, rebounding foul is going to be called on Derek Marino of Marblehead. That'll be his first foul, and it'll be a Gloucester basketball. They're down by a point, and they have the ball, length of the court to go. And again, looking at full court Marblehead pressure, putting the pressure on in the backcourt, Ackerman. Marino tries to trap up by midcourt. The ball comes free into forecourt for the Fisherman. Brendan O'Brien in the corner. Back off on the right for Oliver. His shot doesn't go. Offensive board, though, by Mark Smith. Back in the right corner. A little 10-foot jump shot. No. Another offensive rebound pulled down there by O'Brien of Gloucester. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. O'Brien goes back out and sets up. Fresh new shot clock here. 20 seconds on it. They kick it out on the right wing off for Mark Smith. Down right baseline. Back up to Smith on the wing. Now right of the foul line. A bounce pass down into the paint. Goes trickling out of bounds. That was a Kenny Turner pass. Not a bad pass. It just got deflected into the paint. 7-6. Well, I guess might have been, not have been a perfect pass. But anyway, it is a Marblehead basketball. They lead a point. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Keeney, left side, with McCarthy. Back to Keeney on the right. Foul line. Here's Marino going into the lane by a step. Kicks the pass back out. Ackerman is traveling. Turnover. Gloucester basketball. 3:16 to play in the quarter. Inbounds pass with the press. Second pass goes into forecourt. Cross-court pass is tipped out of bounds by Marblehead. It'll be a Gloucester ball. Seamus Keeney coming back into the passing lane in the paint, deflecting that out of bounds. Gloucester will have Brendan O'Brien to inbound in the left corner right near the baseline. Pass comes up high for Oliver. Oliver swings to the paint, still dribbling off to the right side, and we have a reach-in foul on Marblehead. It's on Keeney. Talked to Coach Giardi in the pregame show about replacing Patrick Buechler. What a great ball player he was for Marblehead. He just somehow got that team to win night after night. They finished the year at 20-2, and he was a big, big part of it. Not always leading in points, but sometimes did lead in point scoring. But just distributed the ball, ran the team, made things happen for a decent Marblehead team a year ago. Right corner jump shot by Gloucester doesn't go. Tipped out of bounds. It'll remain a Gloucester ball. Marblehead made some substitutions. Now some more subs coming back in for Gloucester. Back into the game for Gloucester is Matt Smith and Marcus Montagnino. Ball stolen by Gloucester. It is the McCarthy stealing it off to Keeney, and Keeney lays it in for the 2 points. Seamus Keeney with his first points of the night. 9-6 our score. Marblehead leading Gloucester. Pull-up jump shot by Gloucester is on the rim and around, no good. Taken there by Ben Oliver. Marblehead rebound, down court, a runner. Keeney has got it. Second straight bucket for Seamus Keeney here in the quarter. 2:20 to play. Gloucester back on the attack, kicking it out in the right wing corner. Into the paint, a reverse is put in by Matthew Smith. Nice take there by Smith, coming in from the right baseline, came underneath the hoop, turned around, reversed it back in off the glass for the 2 points. Gloucester hanging in there, down by 3, 8-11. McCarthy, left wing, a 3, got it, nothing but net for Marblehead. Sean McCarthy. Gloucester back on the attack. They break the press, and it is Brendan O'Brien for his first points of the night. Banking it off the glass from the right side. 4-point game, Marblehead with the lead, and they have the ball here on the road for the Magicians in Gloucester. Marino outside the 3-point arc, off for Keeney down in the right corner. Working there with Gallias into the game. They kick it into the paint with a pass for Miley. That is a turnover. Down court, Gloucester, and a lay-in by Mark Smith. He's got 8 points now. Good speed to the basket, Smith. There's that quickness. And it's a 2-point game with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Coach Giardi up off his bench, shouting some instructions on. Keeney, top of the circle to the foul line. Pounce pass out in the corner to McCarthy. From the corner, a 3, no. Rebound by Brendan O'Brien of Gloucester. 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Fisherman down 2. They have the ball to midcourt. Ball left side to O'Brien. Down underneath. A shot from the baseline taken there by Ben Oliver. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. And he will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. That foul is on Ted Miley. That's his first foul. Team's third foul. Gloucester has 2 team fouls right now. So the 2-shot foul. Oliver makes the first one. Oliver at the line for the second one. In that to our left, and that is in and out. No good, but an offensive rebound is put up. No, a traveling violation. It was put up, but there was traveling. Matt Smith had the rebound and went back up. But a turnover and a Marblehead basketball as the Magicians lead 1. 14-13, half a minute to go in the first quarter. They have 21 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. Keeney, right wing 3 off the glass. Now rim. Follow-up put back up and in by Marblehead High School's Bill Ackerman. Ackerman with the 2 points. Gloucester back on the attack, but a bump and a foul into the paint. Not a shooting foul, I believe. So it'll be on the floor. So it'll be a Marblehead foul and a Gloucester basketball on the end line. 13.3 seconds to play in the quarter. They loop it in up top. Mark Smith has it on the dribble. 9 seconds. Way, way out he is. Off on the left to Martinegro. Down on the right wing side. Still down in the corners. 2 seconds of jump shot. A 2, no. Taken there by O'Brien, I think, right at the end of the quarter. And at the end of one quarter, it is Marblehead 16, Gloucester 13, here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Getting ready for the second quarter. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Gloucester House Restaurant. Oh, they have some big news coming up this holiday season. Their Sunday brunch is back. Sundays from 10 to 2. $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out Fabulous Fridays at the Gloucester House. Rogers Street, Gloucester, and GloucesterHouse.com. It'll be a Gloucester basketball to start the second quarter. They come to the foul line. Pull-up jump shot doesn't go by Mark Smith. The rebound is pulled down by Marblehead. Up court come the Magicians, leading 16-13, just underway, second quarter in Gloucester. Boys basketball here on MSO News Sports. Ball on the perimeter right side, Chris Galley into the game. Down underneath for Millett, his shot, that's Dewey Millett, his shot doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Gloucester High School. And up court come the Fishermen, still trailing three. Marcus Martinegro to the paint, dribbling, lost it, saved by Marblehead, but they... Marblehead player hit the end line and goes out of bounds. It'll be a Gloucester basketball underneath their own bucket. Brendan O'Brien to inbound. He's the transfer. Coach Silveria was talking about bounce pass into the paint to Montenegro, to Montanino, and he has the 2 points. First points of the night for him. 16-15 the score. Marblehead basketball. McCarthy up top. Pass down to the right baseline to Millett, right side. No, check that. That is now Dan Doherty into the game. Off on the left, kick out to the left corner. Now to the paint. Millett, shot doesn't go. He's going to get his offensive off board. Kicks it back off on the right side for Doherty, and Doherty puts it home. Dan Doherty with his first points of the night. 18-15 the score. He came in off the bench here in tonight's game. Gloucester basketball. Ball stolen there by McCarthy. Down court, McCarthy angling in. Kicks it off on the right side. Layup, no. Follow-up is good. Follow-up basket there by Will Ackerman. Shot missed by Gloucester, and there's a foul. That foul is on Doherty of Marblehead. It is a shooting foul. Marblehead with five team fouls. Gloucester with two. 20-15 the score. Gloucester at the free throw line for the two shots. The first one is no good. This is O'Brien at the free throw line. Brandon O'Brien of Gloucester. Second quarter here in Gloucester. Next one is short. Rebound is pulled down by Derek Marino of Marblehead. Up court, Keeney looking at zone defense here. Keeney right side, coming to the wing, now down towards the basket, kicks the pass back out on the right side for Galley, Chris Galley. To Ackerman, right wing three, ball doesn't go from the fingertips of Galley, rebound Gloucester. They trail five, they have the ball, quickly up court, wait a minute. I think there's a problem with the shot clock. Or is there a foul? It'll be a Gloucester basketball. Not a foul, but not quite sure what that is. It is a Gloucester basketball. They trail five here. And... Ball down left corner, just inside the three-point arc. Shot taken by O'Brien, no good. The follow-up, oh, didn't go. Put up and in there by O'Brien on the second effort. Almost had the, almost a tip in, actually. He got right on his fingertips, right to the rim. Would not call it a tip in. He had a little bit better control of the ball than that, but a nice athletic effort. But it didn't go. Gloucester ball, inbounds up high, straight on three, doesn't go. Rebound offensive board for Gloucester, and they're in the paint. They lose it. Millett takes it away. Long down court pass. Lay in Keeney. ...22-15... down court. Gloucester lay in by Matt Smith. 22-15... First points of the quarter for Gloucester, almost 3 minutes into the quarter. 6 points had been scored by Marblehead. Now here's Marino coming in left baseline. He is blocked, and there's a foul. Gloucester's Brandon Rivera did not think he fouled him, but it is a foul on Rivera. That'll be his second foul. Well, actually, they're calling it his first foul. Thought he had one earlier. And it is Marino hitting the first free throw for Marblehead. Marino perfect from the foul line here tonight. 5 for 5 now. Had 4 free throws in the first quarter. 23-17 Marblehead. 4:54 to go in the quarter, or in the half. Marino's second free throw. That's good. Drawing some attention was Marino from the Gloucester student body across the way. Little pressure there by Marblehead forces a turnover. The Magicians get the ball back just over midcourt, just inside of midcourt. The inbounds pass is tossed into backcourt to Seamus Keeney. Working with McCarthy, back to Keeney down in the right corner. A drive to the basket, a runner, no good, but a foul, and going to the line will be Will Ackerman, Bill Ackerman from for Marblehead. Kenny Turner committing that personal foul. Ackerman at the line for 2 shots. Missed the first one. Bill Ackerman, a junior guard. ...24-17... 7-point Marblehead lead. Miss on the second one as well. And a Gloucester rebound. Pulling down that rebound for the Fisherman was Kenny Turner. Up court. Ball turned over. This time over midcourt, though. Substitution for Gloucester. Brandon Rivera into the game for Gloucester. Coming out of the game will be Mark Smith. No, Mark Smith is staying in. Down low, they have Kenny Turner. And also Brandon Rivera. Marblehead with a take to the basket. Millett lays it on the rim. It falls off. Oh, he was right in there with a lot of traffic underneath, but just couldn't get it to fall down for him. Rebound Gloucester. Down court three from the right corner. No. Rebound tipped to the corner. Gloucester saves it. They got an offensive situation rebound. Into the paint, a pass. Give and go. Rivera throws it away over the end line. Little out of control, taking a return pass down the paint. And a timeout will be called here by Gloucester. 4:12 to go in the first quarter. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday night, North Shore High School basketball. A lot of teams playing tonight, but not everybody. We'll try to check some scores for you as we go along. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Gloucester House. They have some big news this week. Their Sunday brunch is back from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out their fabulous Fridays each Friday. Tomorrow, check out their fabulous specials there. Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street. Gloucester also at gloucesterhouse.com. During the winter, the Gloucester House will be closed on Monday and Tuesday. Boys basketball final, BC High over St. Mary's, 50-40. That's their first loss of the season. The announce we have for some scores. On the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard here tonight, Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Girls team, it is Marblehead up 12-10 after one in girls basketball. Boys basketball, Saugus up over Beverly over Saugus, 37 after one, 32-7 that is. And let's see what else we have here. I know I have one other thing here. Hold on if I can find this here for you. Here we go. Everett-Salem game. Everett over Salem, 23-11. That's probably about early in the first half there. at Salem High School. Marblehead basketball pass to the block, doesn't go. Rebound, about loose ball picked up there by Gloucester on the steal. Good play there. Brandon Rivera with a good defensive play there for the Magicians. Rivera has it out on the left wing now. Pass down low, back out to Rivera. Three from the left wing. No offensive rebound pulled down by the Fishermen. Back underneath, Rivera cutting to the basket. Shot didn't go. That was a nice take. Offensive rebound by Kenny Turner off to Rivera. Didn't go. But Coach Silveria can't argue about those scoring opportunity there after getting an offensive bound to keep the ball alive. 24-17 Marblehead. Here's Marino, but right baseline off the glass and in. Derek Marino staying with the ball. Ball knocked free of him for a moment, but he stayed with it and finishes it off. Full court pressure, Marblehead. This time the Fishermen break it. Take to the basket underneath it. Scoop layup doesn't go. Rebound, Marblehead right back on the attack. A take to the basket, but there's a foul. Going to the hoop was Sean McCarthy, but he'll go to the line now for two free throws, fouled in the act of shooting. Kenny Turner committing the foul, his second. 3 minutes to play, first half. Sean McCarthy at the line. Free throw good. McCarthy now with 4 points on the night. He had a three-pointer in the first quarter, and now that free throw, he'll have another one. More subbing going on for Gloucester. Into the game for the Fishermen, it is Marcus Montanino. McCarthy's second free throw is good. Sean McCarthy, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Full court pressure put on by Marblehead. Trapped down near the baseline. Loose ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be a Gloucester basketball. 27 seconds on the shot clock. They have the length of the court to go. Marcus Montanino to inbound. Does so off for Russo. Peter Russo into the game. Down court to Turner. Turner underneath for Smith, and he can't put it in. Brendan O'Brien, rather. O'Brien gets it back out on the right wing, comes toward the basket, kicks the pass back out on the left. Off to Martinigo. Back off to Smith. O'Brien, shot doesn't go. It comes kicking back out to O'Brien. The Fishermen set right back up. They got 25 on the shot clock. Outside, Mark Smith, way outside. 28-17, an 11-point Marblehead lead. Martinigo with a shot doesn't go, and the offensive rebound way out in the corner, pulled down by Russo. Good job there. Russo gets a return pass, spins, comes baseline, lost the handle on the ball. It'll be a turnover and a Marblehead ball. Magicians trying to pull away here in the second quarter on Gloucester. Coach Silveria of Gloucester looking for something to put some points on the board. In fact, if you look, they've only scored 2 points here in this quarter. So credit the Marblehead defense, that Marblehead press for disrupting the Fishermen here in this second quarter. Right wing three attempt is in and out by McCarthy. Offensive rebound, Marblehead loose. Now it's taken away. Now McCarthy takes it away and steals and lays it in. Sean McCarthy just hawked the ball in backcourt, stole it in the paint, and went three big strides to the basket for the 2 points. Now it's 30-17. Gloucester basketball under 2 minutes to play here in the quarter, first half. They have it up top. Marcus Montanino off on the right. Back to the foul line. O'Brien. Shot taken there by Montanino. No good. Rebound Marblehead. Here's McCarthy coming strong to the basket. Kicks it off for Galley. Right baseline jumper doesn't go. Ball tipped out of bounds, but there's an over-the-back foul called here on Gloucester. No, I take it back on Marblehead. Sam Bernstein charged with that foul. At the foul line for the Fishermen, it is Ben Oliver. Is that right? No, my mistake. Peter Russo. Russo hits the free throw. He'll have another. Every point here very important right now for the Fishermen. Down 11 again here now. 30-19. Russo with two free throws made by Gloucester. Marblehead basketball working left to right up over midcourt. K Keeney with it in the center circle, off on the right for McCarthy. Back on the left, here's Marino coming to the basket. He's fouled. Well, that time, Marcus Martinigo, with a full two-hand grab on Marino, not allowing him to go up. Marino at the free throw line for two shots here. First one is no good. Marino had been perfect at the free throw line tonight, 6 for 6. Dan Doherty is into the game for Marblehead. Bugler and Bernstein are going out of the game. Free throw Marino is no good. Marino misses both. Under a minute to go now, first quarter. Gloucester basketball, they trail 11, 30-19. Gloucester's Mark Smith with the dribble outside, trying to spring somebody free from the corner to the baseline underneath the bucket. Coming around is Montenegro from right baseline to left baseline. Setting up outside O'Brien. Spins, comes to the basket. Strong move. He's up. He didn't get the shot to fall, but he got fouled. So Brendan O'Brien will go to the free throw line for Gloucester for two free throws. Oh, that's a foul on Derek Marino. That's his second foul. Key player for Marblehead. We're right near the end of the first half, though. Free throw is good by O'Brien. Next one is good. 30-21. Two free throws by O'Brien of Gloucester. Marblehead has the basketball. 35 seconds to play in the first half. We'll hear from Salem State men's basketball coach Chris Harvey at the half here tonight. We're part of that interview here on MSO News Sports. Here's Keeney with a take to the basket. Rejected. Nice block there by Gloucester's Brendan O'Brien. Fisherman right back on the attack. Shot doesn't go. Long down court pass. Keeney lays it up, and he got it. Seamus Keeney for 2 points. Down court, Gloucester right back on the attack. 8 seconds. Back and forth we go. Kick way out high. Foul outside. Kind of a mistake foul. McCarthy came in. Player, in this case, it was Russo. Looked like he was going to shoot. Did not shoot. Or it looked like he was going to drive and then looked like he was going to shoot. And McCarthy got airborne and kind of crashed into the back of him. So Russo will go to the line for, let's see if this is a one and one or two shots. Marblehead is in the penalty situation. They have 19 fouls. Yeah, this is a one and one. Didn't think he wasn't shooting. Russo at the line for the one plus one, and he makes the first. So he'll have another. Russo perfect from the foul line here tonight, 3 for 3. 32-22. Fisherman trying to get it under double digits here at the half. 4.5 seconds to play. Russo's second one is good. He's got a nice touch. Peter Russo. Inbounds pass Marblehead. Ball at midcourt. 2 seconds. Pull-up jump shot. Keeney got it at the buzzer, and it counts. Oh, man. Keeney gets his ninth and tenth points of the night on that buzzer beater at the end of the first half. And so at the half, our score is Marblehead 34 and Gloucester 23. So the Fishermen, you know, just struggling scoring points here in this second quarter. We'll talk more about that just ahead. We'll check some scores a little bit later on in the half as well, so stay with us. We'll also, as I mentioned, just ahead hear from Salem State men's basketball coach Chris Harvey. Coach Chris Silveria from Gloucester High School played his college basketball at Salem State, but that's a whole nother story. Stay with us here on MSO News Sports. We're at the half. Once again, our score, Marblehead 34, Gloucester 23 here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Salem State men's basketball coach Chris Harvey. And Chris, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about Salem State and men's basketball.
All right, so let's talk about men's basketball. We'll get into some specifics about the team and so on. But I guess if you were to describe Salem State Division III NCAA basketball here at the college, how would you describe it, and what kind of context would you put it in?
Well, I think it's, first of all, you know, a lot of people don't understand the competitive nature of Division III basketball, and you know, you have men and you know, in my case, men, but you know, certainly men and women that are highly skilled, that are very passionate about their craft, and they put a lot of time and effort into it. You know, the Salem, as you know, has had a rich tradition of basketball through the years, from our women's team winning a national title in 1986, our men's team getting to the 2000 Final Four. So there's a tradition and a passion and a school that's truly committed to the athletic piece here. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, hopefully we can continue to grow it.
You know, as I think about Division III, and I want to maybe follow up on that piece with you, you look at Division III, you have state colleges,
that's right,
like the Bridgewaters and Fitchburg States or whatever. Then you have, obviously, the private institutions across New England, whether it be a Middlebury, an Endicott College, or, what, Bates, and so any all those schools.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely the challenges there where the private schools certainly have a stronger resource pool to pull from in terms of getting kids. You're seeing now in Division III a lot of times in those upper private schools, you're seeing guys, again, just coaching men, you're seeing guys that are forgoing maybe a walk-on opportunity at Division II, or even a roster spot on an Ivy League team, but maybe not the top seven or eight rotation, that are actually now looking at Division III privates and going to try to compete for a national championship. So I have noticed in the 20 years I've been doing it at this level that there is a separation between those upper academic institutions, not only in terms of the student-athlete they're recruiting, but also the skill of that student-athlete that's posed a lot of challenges for us at the state university level in terms of being able to maintain a competitive balance with those schools.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting. And so you sense that kind of a transition in thinking among young people. And the other piece, too, is
which I learned several years ago with actually my son, is that, you know, looking at the stats, is that kids are transferring so much more nowadays than when I was in college. I'd never heard of kids transferring, but now it's a pretty common thing.
We make sort of a running joke in recruiting that, you know, you're seeing kids nowadays that are just reclassifying and they're getting kept back in a sense because they want to play at an older age. And, you know, I mean, my thing was who wanted to do 5 years of high school? Most of us wanted to get out in three if we could, you know, but you're seeing that. You're seeing kids that are reclassifying. They're trying to get to a scholarship level. AAU has really driven, I believe, a lot of this in terms of the exposure for these kids. But also sometimes, too, Bill, I think some of it's a little bit false, you know, reality, a false sense of who the kids really are and what level. So a lot of times kids are always seeking a higher level, but then maybe if they can achieve it, and they realize that they're not going to be in that top 6, 7, 8, 9 rotation, all of a sudden they go, well, okay, I'm at Division I, but I don't play. Yeah. So maybe I should go to Division II. And if a kid's at Division II, that kid might say, well, maybe I'll go to Division III. Yeah. So it's caused us, in terms of recruiting, to always keep our eyes out to not only the rising seniors in high school, but, okay, who went to prep school? All right, who's at junior college? Yeah. Who got a Division II partial scholarship at Merrimack, and now we need to figure out, is that kid playing, and do we kind of get our boots on the ground and figure out if he's going to stay or transfer? So you're seeing it a lot. I don't know if you caught the article about Division I recently where they talked about there was, like, I don't know, 270-some-odd kids transferred over the course of a year or something like that, just trying to find a place where they fit. Yeah. So.
And I can see that. I mean, you know, you want to play. That's been your expectation. You're not playing. You're going to look for other options. I guess that comes with the territory. All right. The other thing, Chris, what about coaching a college team, in this case Division III, in the greater Boston area, kind of in the shadows? You got Boston College, which hasn't been all that prolific as far as wins and losses in recent years, and unless you take away last weekend or the couple weekends ago versus Duke, which was historic. And then you've got other schools that, you know, that do a good job, Northeastern, and so on. But, you know, it just doesn't get a lot of attention in the Boston area. College basketball, unlike if you're in New Hampshire and Durham or Burlington, Vermont with the University of Vermont, those teams are front page sports section stories every day.
Well, I don't think this is earth-shattering news, Bill. As you know, I mean, you've worked in this market for a long, long time, and that we're a pro town, you know, in all the major sports. But, you know, what I did like to see the local coverage. You know, last year, men's basketball at Babson won a national championship, and you saw some good coverage there. As a matter of fact, there was a sign coming down 128, or however you want to look at it, where they were congratulating Babson, and it was up this way. It was up in the North Shore. So, you know, that was great to see, you know, and I think.
Chris Harvey, men's basketball coach at Salem State. We're back with more just ahead. Stay with us here on MSO News Sports. We're at the half. The score, Marblehead 34, Gloucester 23, boys basketball on MSO.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you get the skills you need to get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation, a master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Gloucester, and it's Derek Marino taking it to the basket for Marblehead on the left baseline. He draws a foul. We just missed the first few seconds of the third quarter. Marblehead got the ball to start the quarter. They had it stripped away. There was a take to the basket by Matt Smith. Matt Smith missed the layup. And Marblehead's coming back now with Derek Marino at the free throw line. He had 8 points in the first half, did Marino. For Marblehead, free throw to our left is good. Marino's been very good from the free throw line. He missed his last two free throws, but prior to that he was 6 for 6. So right now he's 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Free throw number 10 for him is in the air, and he misses that one. Rebound Gloucester. Mark Smith with the basketball. Smith up court. Man-to-man defense now by Marblehead. Smith on the dribble, guarded by McCarthy. Off on the right side, a three ball put up there by Marcus Martinigo. It doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. Shot taken there by Marblehead's Will Ackerman. Ball tipped into the backcourt, out of bounds. It's going to be a Marblehead basketball. Girls game at the half. It is Marblehead leading Gloucester 22-16. That's the girls game in Marblehead tonight. Marblehead leading 22-16. It is a Marblehead basketball here. 35-23 our score. Just underway here in the second half. A minute gone by. Marino of Marblehead with the basketball. Off to McCarthy. Down on the left for Bill Ackerman. Left block for Millett. Back to Ackerman. A take to the basket. Shot doesn't go. Is deflected. And it is Gloucester with the basketball. Mark Smith with it on the right side. Into the paint. A Turner shot deflected from behind. Who got that? That's Seamus Caney with the deflection from behind. Caney takes a pass, return pass on the left. Down to McCarthy in the corner. Back up to Caney. Whips it around to Ackerman right side. Down to Marino right corner. Drains a two. Very close to a three, but it's a two. 37-23 Marblehead here, third quarter. Bounce pass out of the right corner for the Fisherman, and a three ball is put up there by Mark Smith. Mark Smith now with 11 points. He had 8 points at the half. That would be his first three of the night. 37-26. Fisherman staying within 11 here. Here's Marino with a take back to the basket from the right baseline. Again, this time he draws a foul. The shot didn't go. Matt Smith with the foul. That's his second foul. Oh, it's his third foul. Marino at the line once again for Marblehead. Missed the free throw. Let me see. We got 2 points, right? 30, 34, 30. No, that's two. Next free throw is good. So at the half, it was 34. Yeah, okay. So Marino with a two and two free throws here in the quarter here. Here's a Gloucester take to the basket and a foul, and Matt Smith going to the line. Seeing some free throws here now and some fouls. Second, first team foul on Marblehead here. Free throw good by Smith, Matt Smith. Mark Smith is also in the Fisherman lineup. 38-27. Smith's second free throw. That's in the air. That's good. Substitution. Brendan O'Brien back into the game for the Fisherman. 10-point game here. With 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Ackerman with it out top for Marino, way out top. Down to Millett, right baseline, shot doesn't go. Tries for his offensive rebound, can't get it. And the rebound is pulled down by Gloucester. Mark Smith, Montenegro in the corner. Back off on the left for Matt Smith. They come back baseline, cross court to the right corner, back up on the wing. Mark Smith holding it off on the right. Montenegro, a three, got it. Marcus Montenegro for the three, 38-31. 7-point game, 5:12 to go, third quarter. Keeney outside, kicks it to Ackerman, deep left corner for a three, no good. There's a rebounding foul, and it's on Marblehead, I believe, yes. Foul going against Millett. Dewey Millett with the foul, and a timeout called here. Let's see if we can check some scores here tonight on the Moynihan Lumber Sports Scoreboard here. Earlier tonight, we told you that it was Boston College High over St. Mary's, 50-40 in boys basketball. First loss of the year for St. Mary's, going up against a big, strong Catholic Conference team. Triton Wrestling won a tight one over the Georgetown Ipswich teams today. We had the Marblehead girls leading the Gloucester girls over at Marblehead at the half. Boys basketball, Winthrop down to Lynn English, 43-38, kind of tight, 5 points there. In that game, Everett Hoop leading Salem at the half, 48-22. Everett just so strong. 48-22, Everett over Salem. Everett beat this Gloucester team. And boys basketball, it is Beverly over Gloucester at 48-17 at the half. And what else do we have? The English girls leading Malden. I think it's Malden they're playing. Winthrop, I'm sorry. 20-17 at the half. Shot taken there by Gloucester. No good. Offensive rebound off the glass and in. Mark Smith pulled it off the floor and put it in. He's got 13 points now on the night. Mark Smith there. So now it's 38-33. 5-point game. Ball tipped out of bounds by Gloucester. It is a Marblehead basketball. They inbound at forecourt right side into the backcourt. Keeney with McCarthy exchanging around the perimeter on the right side. Ackerman deep right corner around the perimeter. McCarthy back to Marino. His pass to the paint is blocked. Good defensive play there by Mark Smith putting up his hands. And now we have a foul. And I think this is going on. No, it's on Millett. Or is it? No, it's my mistake. The foul is on Bill Ackerman. I don't think I said Bo Millett, but his brother Dewey Millett. Bo's now no longer at Marblehead High School. He's graduated, but Dewey is the Millett playing tonight for Coach Giardi and Marblehead here in 2017-18. Montenegro with a two-point jump shot. He now has 9 points on the night. Starting a little bit slow, but firing it up here. It's a three-point game. Gloucester coming back. They came back against Medford in game one of the season. Marblehead's Ackerman with a take to the basket. The shot deflected. The rebound, Gloucester. Here come the Fishermen back. We're in a one-possession game here. 38-35. A three would tie it. Fishermen work down low. O'Brien spins to the basket. Shot doesn't go. Brendan O'Brien wheeled into the paint, but couldn't get the good shot off. Here's a shot blocked from behind by Gloucester's Matt Smith. Loose ball picked up by Marblehead. We got a foul. It'll go against Gloucester. But a big, big block there by Matt Smith. It looked like the Marblehead player was going to go in for the 2 points. And that foul then later on was called against Matt Smith. Smith checks out of the game. That's his fourth foul. So that's huge right there. Matt Smith now with four personal fouls. Gloucester steals on the inbounds. Long down court pass lay up and in by Ben Oliver. Oliver with just his second and third points of the night for Gloucester High School. 38-37, though. It's a one-point game. Marblehead with the lead. Coach Giardi up off the bench, searching in from the sidelines, trying to identify something here. Here's Ackerman with a drive to the basket. Shot no good. Good defensive play there a little bit, and the rebound is Gloucester's. Montenegro feeling it, coming to the basket. A runner doesn't go, but he'll go to the line after being fouled in the act of shooting. Marcus Montenegro. Fouls on Keeney. His second foul. Martinino at the line for one free throw. He makes it. He'll have one more. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Next free throw is in the air. That's no good. Local newscast every day right here on MSO News Sports. News from all around the North Shore. Click on it daily here on North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. Here's a Marino take to the basket. Doesn't go. He got his offensive rebound. Couldn't put it up. I think he wanted a foul. Didn't get the call. It's a Gloucester ball and a tie game at 38. Ball tip free. Scramble for the ball in forecourt in the Gloucester end. To the sidelines they go, and I think they're going to call it a held ball. Who has the arrow? Tie game at 38-235. We told you earlier, we talked about it in the pregame show, maybe too much, but Gloucester in their very first game went down big to Medford, but then came back with a strong second half to win that game. They were down at the half here against Marblehead and have come back here to tie the game here at 38. Pull-up jump shot. Montenegro is good. Another bucket for him. They're 40-38. So at that point, they take their first lead here with two, we'll call it 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Marblehead basketball trailing two now. Right block. It is Marino going up. He draws a foul. Marino got hammered that time. I think he got hammered from the front and from the back. And Derek Marino will go to the line. Well, last year they had Big Bo Millett to handle some of the boards, but Marino, Derek's going to have to do that himself too, and as he did last year as well. So Derek Marino at the line for Marblehead. Free throws in the air, and no good. Marino has 12 points tonight. He'll have another free throw here with his team trailing two. Big come from behind third quarter here for Gloucester High School. Ball's in the air, and that is no good. There's a rebounding foul on Marblehead. That is on Millett. Dewey Millett committing the foul. That's his third foul. So fouls beginning to mount up here for both teams. Thirty-four twenty-three was our halftime score. So Marblehead has scored just 6 points here in this third quarter. 15 for Gloucester. Marblehead basketball in the paint and a reach and foul on Gloucester. Foul, foul, fouls. That puts, now Gloucester has, is that their fifth or did they put it up yet? Just their fifth foul. Couple more till the bonus. Marblehead basketball on the inbounds, on the end line. Marino on the right wing, off on the right corner. Jump shot there by Chris Galley. Doesn't go. The rebound is put back up and in. Might have been Millett with that last bucket. Keeney committing the foul. Now that's his third foul. 16 fouls on Marblehead. 15 fouls on Gloucester. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. A lot of basketball left here tonight in Gloucester. But it's tight. We're tied at 40. Right corner jump shot. Gloucester. A three is good. Ben Oliver. We talked about him being a little quiet a moment ago. Must have riled him up a little bit. He's a shooter. 40-33 the score. Now a minute 15 to go. Gloucester with the lead. Marblehead with the basketball. Keeney up top. Pass to the paint. Deflected. Stolen there by Smith. On the take to the basket, he missed the layup. Marblehead gets the rebound. On that rebound, it was by Marblehead's Bill Ackerman. Tentacle foul on Gloucester. Mark Smith had the take to the basket. I think it was Mark. So now Marblehead will have free throws on the technical foul. Free throw missed. Seamus Keeney at the line. He had 10 points in the first half. His ninth and tenth points came right at the buzzer at the end of the first half. Second free throw is good. Keeney one of two from the free throw line. Now it'll be a Marblehead basketball after the technical foul, with Gloucester leading by the 2 points, 43-41. Marblehead to inbound. Bill Ackerman at midcourt. Sean McCarthy into the lineup. Or Sean McCarthy along with him. Looks like Keeney is out. Yeah, Keeney's out of the game right now for Marblehead. It is Marino, left corner. He's traveling. Kind of moved his feet, looking to make a cross-court pass from the left corner to the right corner. Called for steps. Turnover. Gloucester basketball. Montanino to inbound on the end line. Full court pressure now by Marblehead. Oliver with it. The press worked well for Marblehead in the first half. This time they break it, though. It is Marblehead. But wait a minute. We got a traveling violation against Gloucester. Marblehead made a sweep at the basketball. A swipe at it. But they call a traveling violation now. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Two-point game. Gloucester lead. Marblehead basketball. McCarthy on the dribble. He travels. Dribbling mishap. Kind of put two hands on the dribble. Turnover here. Earlier was foul. Each team was 16 fouls here right near the end of the third quarter. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Gloucester basketball, left side. Around the perimeter on the right. It is Matt Montanino over to Marcus. Marcus holds it two hands. Now right of the foul line. They try to pass down to the paint. Ball stolen away. Kenny Turner had a pass, an errant pass. Now Marblehead comes into forecourt. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Ball out on the right wing. Here's McCarthy traveling. Oh, man. 5.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Marcus Montenegro to inbound on the sidelines in backcourt. Off it goes for Ben Oliver. Stolen. Marblehead with a take to the basket. A layup. No! At the buzzer. Oh, man. Magician was alone. No defender. And the layup didn't go at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. And we've come to the end of three. It could have been tied. But now it is Gloucester 43, Marblehead 41 at the end of three here on MSO New Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the institution for savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Gloucester outscored Marblehead in that third quarter 20-7 to turn the ball game around. It was looking dire for a while there for Gloucester in the first half, trailing at the half 34-23, an 11-point margin, but they've come back here in the third quarter. As we mentioned, they did that against Medford as well earlier this year. So Coach Silveria, we've got to get a podcast of his halftime speeches, and we could sell it to you other coaches out there listening tonight. Marblehead basketball to start the fourth quarter. Here's McCarthy, a three on the left wing. Shot doesn't go. Rebound loose to the floor. Marino gets it for Marblehead. Pass to the paint doesn't go. They slam it off one of the magicians. Out of bounds. It'll be a Gloucester ball. Nice alert play there by Gloucester's Mark Smith. Here comes the full court pressure by Marblehead. Just underway, fourth quarter here. Marblehead trails two. They knock the ball out of bounds on the inbound from the end line. Gloucester with a length of the court to go here in this fourth quarter. The inbounds pass comes to Oliver on the right for Matt Smith. Up court, ball tipped out of bounds.
Three.
7:35 to play here in tonight's basketball game. It is a Gloucester basketball. Fishermen have it outside. Looking up, looks like man defense, although they do have a man sagging in the middle, does Marblehead. Around the perimeter, down on the right baseline, Montenegro, Marcus shovels it into the paint. It is O'Brien go to the basket, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots with O'Brien. For Millett, that's his fourth personal foul, so that's not a good situation there. For Marblehead, fouls mounting up on some of these players. Free throw is no good. O'Brien will have another one. Shooting to the basket to our right. And it is on the rim. Doesn't go. Defensive rebound by Marino of Marblehead. They set up. McCarthy back to Marino. Strong take down the middle. A runner. He got it. And an offensive foul. Oh, they're taking the basket away. A strong, strong take by Marino, and he continued on into the defender. That's his third foul, and that is the team's eighth foul. Marblehead pressure in backcourt. Gloucester breaks the press. Got some numbers coming at the basket. O'Brien off the glass and home from the left side. Brendan O'Brien for two. Gloucester up four. Just under 7 minutes to play in the basketball game. Marblehead basketball. Doherty left side off to Marino in the corner. Marino backing it up, defended by, got a double team there. Now kicks it back out for Bill Ackerman. Back up top for Keeney. Keeney with a take into the paint. Kicks it back out on the left. Ackerman with a three. Bill Ackerman with the three. He's got 10 points now on the night, and a timeout has been called. Marblehead calling the timeout. We'll take it. 6:29 to play in tonight's game. It's a one-point game, and it is Gloucester leading 45-44 over Marblehead.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Again, great to have you with us. Don't forget, check out North Shore Today every day with a local newscast. At least every day this week, maybe not so much next week. And we also have an interview up there on our website with Chris Harvey, the men's basketball coach at Salem State College. Press break, long sneak away, pass to Brendan O'Brien, and he lays it in for two, and it's back up to a three-point lead for Gloucester. Underneath, Marino couldn't get the handle on the ball. He goes down. Gloucester back on the attack after getting the rebound. They kick it down left wing for a three ball. Yes! Ben Oliver for three. 50-44, a six-point Gloucester lead. This is their biggest lead of the night right here. 50-44. And it is Marblehead, a take to the basket, swatted out of bounds. And it'll be a Marblehead basketball. Manchester Essex girls basketball team beat Lowell Catholic tonight. Inbounds pass Marblehead. They trail six. In forecourt, ball tipped away. Ackerman gets it back, though, for Marblehead on the wing. Off for McCarthy. Dribble left to the right side. Off for McKinney. Back to McCarthy up top, straight on. Here's Marino. Foul line right. Jumper, no. Defensive rebound pulled down by Mark Smith. He's on the dribble up over midcourt. Everyone ahead of him. Fisherman, Montanino. And the paint off for O'Brien. Ball tipped around. O'Brien gets it back, though. Nice play. Kicks it back up high to Matt Smith. Montenegro holds it two hands over his head. Now goes strong to the basket. From up high, lays it in. Oh, man. Marcus Montenegro for two. 52-44. 8-point lead for Gloucester, their biggest lead of the night. Here's Marino right back from Marblehead. It's on the rim. It doesn't go, but he's fouled.
Man, you got to see that.
52-44. So Marino at the line. Montanino with a second personal foul. Marino hits this one. Free throw. He'll have another. Marino's second free throw to our left. Big, big second half comeback by Gloucester. This one is good. Trailed 11 at the half, but they outscored Marblehead 20-7 in the third quarter. Here we have 5 minutes to play in the game. Gloucester basketball, kicking it down on the right side. A drive to the basket, taken there by Matt Smith. He's fouled. The shot didn't go. Doherty committing the foul for Marblehead. And it is Matt Smith at the line for Gloucester. Two shots. Missed the first. We'll have a second. Fouled in the act of shooting. This one's in the air. It's good. Matt Smith, one of two from the foul line for Gloucester. 53-46, 5 minutes to play. Marblehead is up by three going into the fourth quarter in girls basketball in the Marblehead-Gloucester girls game. Here's a three from the left corner taken there by Doherty of Marblehead. Doesn't go. Defensive rebound. Right now, Gloucester's cleaning the boards off, too, here pretty well. Timeout Gloucester here as they had the ball in forecourt. And is this a final? Oh, Winthrop basketball down 68-59. 6 minutes to go in the game against the Lynn English High Bulldogs. So the Winthrop Vikings hanging tough in there against the Bulldogs. Makes that win down there by Beverly look very impressive earlier this year. The girls are hosting Winthrop tonight at Lynn English High School. So those are the scores that we have for you there. Brought to you in part tonight by the Gloucester House Restaurant, which is proud to announce their new Sunday brunch. It is now Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. And also, don't forget all the specials on their fabulous Fridays. Check it out. Go to their Facebook page or give them a call at the Gloucester House Restaurant. They're at Rogers Street in Gloucester. Or contact them or go to their website at gloucesterhouse.com. The Gloucester House Restaurant this winter will be closed on Monday and Tuesdays. But, boy, plenty of time to go there between now and then. With the holiday week coming up here, so it should be a lot of fun. And, of course, the Gloucester House features the freshest seafood on the North Shore. Literally right off the boat. I've seen it myself. I actually saw some of that fresh seafood coming right off the boat. I guess that's really not a surprise, is it? That's how it works. It is a Gloucester basketball forecourt right side. They lead 53-46, 4:40 to go in the basketball game. Offensive push-off away from the play on Gloucester. And it's on Smith. Matt Smith committing the foul. Oh, man. That's his fifth foul. So he fouls out. Tough foul for him to go out on, away from the play, really. So that can't hurt Marblehead. Right now they need any break they can here to try to creep back into this game. Down 53-46. Traveling violation against the Magicians. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night for North Shore High School basketball. We have some hockey coming up on Saturday. I was thinking we were done for the week, but we do have the Marblehead hockey game Saturday at 1 as they'll take on Danvers from Salem State. Sorry about that. I was in my head, I'm thinking, oh, this is it. We're done for the week. But we do have a hockey game Saturday at 1. Marblehead and Danvers, 1 o'clock from Salem State. Turnover up at midcourt by Gloucester, Marblehead basketball. It is a jump shot, left baseline, no good, taken there by Chris Galley. Rebound, Gloucester. Marblehead's gone cold here, for sure, in the second half, after coming out with a pretty good start here against the Fishermen. Two-hand pass down underneath, stolen there, or knocked free by Marino, but comes free to Gloucester now. Pull-up jump shot, no. Marino battles, can't quite pull down the rebound. He thought he might have got whacked a little bit. But the rebound is Gloucester's, and they set up again, leading 53-46. Time running down here on the Magicians. 3:46 to play. Ball stripped free in the paint. Scrap for it, and that ball is saved there by Gloucester. Montenegro coming to the basket. He gets the lay-in, and he got fouled. Oh, man, Montenegro, Marcus Montenegro, came away with the ball tipping around on the right baseline, just inbounds, pulls the ball up, weaves his way to the basket, takes two big strides and a dribble, and then draws a foul on top of making the basket. It's 55-46. He can make it a double-digit game here with a free throw. Marcus Martinino hits it. We're at 56-46. Marblehead needs something big here soon. Keeney up top to Ackerman. Off to Keeney, right side. He'll come to the basket. Kicks it down left corner. Off for McCarthy. A three left wing. No. McCarthy thought he got fouled. Defensive rebound. Long down court pass. Lay up and in. Narc Smith for the two. Falling apart here right now. 58-46. Gloucester's strong second half here tonight, turning an 11-point halftime deficit into this now 12-point second half lead. 3 minutes to play in the game. Marino trying to will his team to a win. Passes into the paint, deflected. Taken away by Gloucester, right back on the attack. Turner turns into the corner with a dribble, and now we have a foul. Oh, that was Brandon Rivera. Who's a foul on? Foul's on Marblehead. That's on Marino. That's his fourth foul. That can't be good. Beverly Boys beat Saugus tonight 72-40. That's the final score in boys basketball tonight. Montenegro back at the foul line for Gloucester High School. He had just 2 points at the half. And now he's really exploded here in the second half for the Fishermen. 59-46. Makes the second one as well. 60-46. Timeout Marblehead. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Ever wish that help with your business was as nearby as your next door neighbor? At Cape Ann Savings Bank, we're the folks who have helped our neighbors build prosperous communities since 1846. And we invite you to give us a call, discuss your vision, and learn how we can help you grow your business. We're here for you. You have questions. We have answers. Just give us a call. 888-283-CASB. Or visit CapeAnnSavingsBank.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
We didn't go away. We're still here. 60-46, 2:46 to play. Marblehead basketball. They trail. McCarthy off for Ackerman. Still outside the perimeter. Off to McCarthy. McCarthy wheeling from the left wing. Back up top for Keeney. Back to McCarthy. This is a small Marblehead lineup right now. Traveling violation. So right now, Derek Marino is the height in this Marblehead lineup right here. And we're in the penalty situation here. So we're in the 1-1. Going to the free throw line for Marblehead will be Sean McCarthy. Looks like Everett's going to be all over Salem tonight. Don't have the numbers yet. But they were up big earlier. Free throw on the 1-1 is missed by McCarthy. Marino, the follow-up, put it in. Good rebounding effort by Derek Marino. And McCarthy missed the free throw. And now Gloucester has the basketball with a 12-point lead, 2:10 to play. O'Brien spinning on the perimeter on the outside. Off it goes for Rivera to Montenegro. That's Marcus. Off on the left for Mark Smith. Oliver outside. Oliver, a jump shot, no good. O'Brien saves it, but his pass goes right to Seamus Keeney. Off in the right corner. Keeney, a three. Got it. Big three there by Marblehead, Seamus Keeney. He's got 14 points. There's a sneak away drive and a lay-in for Gloucester High School, making it 62-51. That's O'Brien with the 2 points there. Right back, Keeney to the paint. Off for Marino, off the glass. No, Marino battling for the rebound. There's a foul. I think they're going to call it on Marino. A little out of control. It is. So Marino has fouled out, and Coach Giardi will take a moment or two as he gets some time to find a replacement. Hockey again Saturday afternoon now. Marblehead playing host to Danvers, 1 o'clock from Salem State. Girls basketball, Beverly leading Saugus 41-31, 2 minutes left in that game. Saugus girls have done a great job. Coach Mark Surrender over there has done a super job there. And, of course, Seth Stanchel of Beverly has a nice-looking team for Beverly this year. Free throw by Mark Smith is good for Gloucester. 63-51, 1:24 to play in the game. Second free throw is in the air. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Galley, and there's a reach-in foul. And Galley will now go to the foul line. Well, each team now in the double bonus, each team with 10 fouls. Marblehead trails here by 12, though, with a minute 22. They're going to have to light it up from the foul line if they at all even get that opportunity. Galley at the line for Marblehead. Free throw in the air is good. Chris Galley, it's his first point of the night. Brendan Bugler coming into the game. Brother Patrick, what a ball player he was. Keeney checking out of the game for Marblehead. It's an 11-point game. Galley with the free throw. It's in the air, and that is good. Chris Galley, two free throws. 10-point game, 63-53. Gloucester basketball. Quickly up court to the bucket. A pass off of the O'Brien from Mark Smith doesn't go. Maybe O'Brien, Oliver should have kept that ball. Marblehead sets up down left corner. Take to the basket. Galley, a runner. Got it! Chris Galley. Little off-balance runner from the left baseline. Cuts it to 8. 63-55. Up court, Gloucester foul. 58.8 seconds to play in the game. We'll have a quick wrap here tonight of our broadcast. Again, telling you we have hockey on Saturday, Marblehead versus Danvers, 1 o'clock from Salem State. Marty Smith will have the call here on MSO News Sports. Free throw is no good by Mark Smith. He'll have another free throw. Again, each team in the double bonus here. Let's see. Coach Keeney back into the game for Marblehead. Free throw is in the air. That is good by Mark Smith. Keeping the pressure on the Magicians. 55-64. Left corner, McCarthy a three. No. Offensive rebound. Tipped underneath. Loose ball. It'll be a Marblehead ball. .3 seconds to play. An 11-point Gloucester lead. Up top, a long three is around and in. Seamus Keeney. Oh, that was a long, long three out on the right wing. And we have a timeout called by Gloucester. We're back with more in just a moment here with just under 40 seconds to play in tonight's game.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app. MSONewsports.com.
Well, Beverly with their win now goes to 3-0 on the season. Congratulations to the Panthers under their first-year coach. On the inbounds pass, Gloucester springs Brendan O'Brien free for the breakaway two. 66-58 the score. Marblehead outside. McCarthy kicks it out in the right corner. A three by Galley. Got it. Chris Galley for three. Timeout again. 66-61. We're not done yet. 18.8 seconds to play. Gloucester leading, and they'll have the basketball. Yeah, so Beverly goes to 3-0. Let me see. I might have a note on that game. Do I? No, I don't. I thought I might have a note on that game. But congratulations to the Panthers. Tanners lost to Malden, looks like by three. They turned a 20-point deficit around and closed it back down. Here we're in the final moments of this one in Gloucester, Marblehead and Gloucester. Marblehead coming in at 2-0. They had wins over Swampscott and Saugus. This Gloucester team coming in 1-1, had a win over Medford, but lost to very tough Everett High School in their last game, so they're 1-1. Eight. 18.8 seconds to play in tonight's game. Gloucester to inbound in backcourt, and there's a foul right away. So it's to be touch the ball, get fouled, and go to the free throw line. Run the time down here. Montenegro at the free throw line, misses the first one. He's had quite a night here tonight. 17 points, 15 of them in the second half for Marcus Martinino. He'll have another free throw here. Ball's in the air, and he's got that one. 18 points for him, 67-61. Marblehead inbounds. They let it roll up to midcourt. Here's a three. Keeney, long out on the right side. No. Montenegro, the rebound. He'll go to the foul line. Fouled right away. He'll have two shots. Fouled in the act of shooting. Keeney teed up the three, just didn't go for him. Montenegro at the free throw line again. He's got no teammates offensive rebounding for him here. They're just back on defense. Want some time to run off the clock. Missed the free throw. Have another one. Marcus Martinino for Gloucester. Second one is in the air. He has that one on the roll. 68-61. Marblehead inbounds. Keeney on the left wing. They can't get a shot off. Ball tipped around. Loose ball. Scrambling. 5 seconds. Ball into the corner. Tip. Free. Keeney. A three. Right wing. No. Air ball. That's it. 68-61. Our final score. Gloucester, a winner over Marblehead here tonight. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with our recap in a moment.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Gloucester. Looking at our point totals here. Let me do one more thing here. That's nine. Okay, so Gloucester is led by Marcus Montenegro, who had 17 of his 19 points in the second half, thus telling the story for Gloucester High basketball. Teammate Mark Smith with 17, Brendan O'Brien with 12, Ben Oliver with 9, Matt Smith with 7 for the Fishermen. Marblehead, Derek Marino, hold on here, 10, 12, 14, 16. Marino with 16 for Marblehead. Bill Ackerman with 10 for the Magicians. And then you got Chris Galley off the bench for 7. Seamus Keeney with 18 points. And Dan Doherty with 2 for the Magicians. So the records now, Marblehead falls to 2-1, their first loss of the year. Gloucester is improving to 2-1 as they knock off the Magicians. Ahead for these two teams, by the way, next week, Marblehead will be at the Winchester tournament on Wednesday and Thursday in that tournament, and Gloucester will be hosting a Christmas tournament the 29th and 30th next week here in Gloucester. Their opening game will be against Manchester Essex. Again, our next broadcast, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, it's high school hockey, and it is Danvers taking on Marblehead. With all of us here at MSO News Sports, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Special thanks to our athletic directors here, Julie Smith from Gloucester High School. Hey, a quick note here. Special thanks to the Marblehead Athletic Department, Mark Tarmy, for his help this week, and also Greg Siglarski. Wanted to send along our condolences to Greg. Greg is the grandson of the legendary Boston College hockey coach Lenny Siglarski. Len Siglarski passed away last weekend. Just a legendary coach, a real gentleman, a really outstanding hockey guy. Played at BC, coached at Clarkson and Boston College, coming there in 1972. Terrific coach. And Greg is the grandson of Lenny Siglarski, the Marblehead Athletic Director. So our condolences to the Siglarski family. So for all of us here at MSO News Sports, have a great holiday weekend if we don't hear from you again or you don't hear from us again. But again, thanks so much for joining us. Once again, our final score here tonight from Gloucester. Gloucester, big second half comeback, erases an 11-point halftime deficit to defeat Marblehead 68-61 in boys basketball. I'm Bill Newell. Have a good night, everybody.